Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women, with your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Friday, June 10th, 2022. Make sure you're following the show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider and never miss a show. Today we have a very special guest. Ariel Ramsey, the Dream Queen, is an author, marketing and brand expert, serial entrepreneur, and instructor. With over 17 years of entrepreneurial experience, Ariel is the owner of Nemity Holding. This is the parent company of many brands, including her longest-running business, Imperial 1002, a full-service design and marketing company. Through her company, she has a branded, mentored, consulting a few hundred businesses across multiple industries. The Dream Queen title is a nod to her 10 years of participation in the pageant industry. Most recently, Ariel has acquired the Miss Plus World International Pageant System and will be serving as executive director and producer. Although Ariel has many creative pursuits and brands, she is the most proud of two accomplishments, publishing over 100 women's stories through her She Is The Ish brand and showcasing her accessory line, Idalee, at New York Fashion Week. A native of Cleveland, Ohio, she currently lives in Chicago, Illinois, and is a proud two-time alumni of Ohio University in Athens, Ohio. Let's welcome Ariel to the show. Hey.
Hello, hello. Hi.
How are you?
Thank you for having me. I am well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to talk to you. You always have tons of things going on at one time.
Always. When people talk about me, they say she does the most, and that is accurate. At any given time, even when I'm asleep, I'm doing the most. So.
Oh no! You got to sleep though.
yeah, I do.
Well, your background is in marketing and branding, which are very beneficial skills to have with whatever you're doing. And I always thought a lot of entrepreneurs in the plus industry were lacking in those areas because they were always led by passion. Would you agree with that?
I think not only the plus industry, I think a lot of people just don't have the marketing side, even the branding side, kind of cleaned up and professional. It's a struggle, and it's a full-time job, right? So in addition to doing what you want to do, which is, you know, for in the plus industry, modeling, people just want to focus on their creative pursuits. They don't want to do the actual marketing and branding. So yeah, it's a problem in the plus industry and outside, honestly.
And so how critical would you say is your presentation online as far as your website, your social media, the flyers you post? How critical is that to your brand?
Well, it's, you know, for me, I am all about the visuals, you know, and so whenever I present something, I want to make sure that it looks professional. And also I am an international brand, right? And so if I am going to be, you know, in the marketplace with my international colleagues and cohorts, it is important that the marketing lends itself to those marketplaces. It's very rare, honestly, that you see somebody with, you know, marketing pieces, branding that looks regional, that actually make it international. And so once people kind of realize that, it's easy peasy. You hire somebody to do it and you don't have to worry about it. But for me, I do this for a living. So it's important for my my branding and everything that I put out there is clean and professional.
So what advice would you give to those listening who says, I don't have the budget yet. I want to do it. I don't have the money. I know I need to do better with my marketing and branding, but, you know, I just don't have the money.
Well, you know, money tends to be a lot of people's problems. They're like, I don't have enough money. One of the things I always say is, if you want something, you make the money for it. You make the time for it. Another thing I say is, if you don't have time, make sure you have money. And if you don't have time, make sure you have money. And if you don't have time, you make sure you have money. And if you don't have money, make sure you have time. And so if you don't have the money to work on your brand or work on your marketing, make sure you have the time to learn it and make it clean and professional. But notice I said, if you don't have time, make sure you have money.
Well, I would agree with that, because when I was in Los Angeles and I had to work on my brand, I did not have the money to pay for a expensive website. So It took me 2 months to teach myself how to build a WordPress website, but I taught myself. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the average person would sit there and take 2 months to teach themselves a skill.
Well, and here's the thing, though. I mean, it really depends on how people value their time, right? For me, and which is why I said that thing about four different times, for me, time is more valuable to me than money. And so I will pay somebody in a heartbeat to do something for me, because I'd rather spend my time doing things that I love, like the 13 million and one things that are listed in my bio.
Right.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So why do you call yourself a serial entrepreneur?
Because I have quite a few business pursuits, and I have quite a few that have succeeded and quite a few that have not. But I am not afraid to try something new. And
well, see,
if it works,
I always thought a serial entrepreneur was a negative thing.
Well, I mean, it really depends on who, you know, looking at that. For me, I've had, you know, for me, I don't mind. And I'm one of those people, I'm not really huge on titles. The only title that I really love is Dream Queen, because it just kind of embodies what I like to do. But, you know, it's really who looks at it. I think now it's negative because there's a lot of people out here who call themselves serial entrepreneurs, and they're really not making money.
They're not having any success with any of their pursuits.
Exactly. And so for me, I was able to build my business, Imperial 1002, and get it to the point where, okay, now I have staff. I built a system. And so now I had more time to work on other things that, you know, I wanted to try. And again, some of the things worked, some of the things didn't work. But for me, it's all about the exploration and, again, having the time to actually go and explore.
So when you start something new, what's your biggest obstacle getting a new brand off the ground?
What is my biggest obstacle? I don't know, actually. I am absolutely fearless. Like, when I've decided I'm going to try something, I'm fearless because I am not married to the outcome, if that makes sense. Like, I am 100% mm-hmm. dedicated to the process. So I'm like, I am going to figure out how to do X, Y, and Z. That's my main objective. It's not whether it succeeds or it fails. And so there's not necessarily an obstacle so much as I'm just learning things. And, you know, different things pop up depending on what the, you know, the venture is. So I'm just learning along the way. And I'm like, well, that didn't work. Let's try something else. But, yeah, I think I'm just more married to the process. And because of it, I kid you not, because of the industry that I'm in, the marketing, the branding, and also the business consulting, I now possess a lot of knowledge to help people when they come to me and ask me for business advice and things like that, because I've either done it, I've researched it, I've done it and succeeded, and I've also done it and probably failed at it, and can help them navigate those things before they even jump in.
And so some people I talk to on here, they have businesses like they put their entire life savings into it, and so they're devastated, but you don't do those type of things where if it's successful, it's ruining your life type of thing.
No, I don't. Now, I have to say, financially, I usually don't have a ton of risk. It's just my time, which is why I'm more invested in the process, because I want to make sure that I'm getting something from the process, you know? And so if I learn something, it was worth it.
Right. So speaking of being an entrepreneur, you have a new business. You have acquired the Miss Plus World International Pageant System, and you will be serving as the executive director and producer. So tell us a little bit about this pageant system.
So first of all, I'm just amazed that these people put me in charge. What in the world? This is amazing. It is a dream come true. After 10 years in the pageant industry, literally starting from the bottom up, I started as my very first title was Miss Cincinnati Plus America. So starting there, regional all the way to now executive producer and director of an international plus pageant is crazy to me. But the Plus World brand is so special to me because when I joined the staff at the beginning. Miss Plus World is 4 years old. We'll be celebrating our fifth year next year. And it was started by Nanette Weeks and Constance Zahner. And I had my hand in that from the beginning. I built the brand, the website, so all that marketing stuff. I was there at the beginning of this pageant. So I was helping with this pageant from the ground up. And so it's been an incredible journey the last few years to be able to not only help build the brand and build the business, but now, you know, I've been given the keys. So absolutely love Plus World, and it is the premier international plus pageant. I mean, the delegates and the queens from around the world, and kings, because we got kings, they are amazing human beings. That's the one thing I can honestly say about the Plus World family. These people are amazing, amazing.
And so you're currently seeking delegates and directors. So what are the qualifications for both of the positions?
So for the director, literally, if you have a passion for uplifting plus women through pageantry, and you are living in a country that is in desperate need of the Plus World touch, we definitely are looking for directors to cultivate queens for the pageant system. And so for the delegate side, our at-large delegates, we are looking for delegates in our Miss division. Our Miss division is from 18 to 34 years old. And then our Intercontinental Division, which is our Miss Division, and that's 35 and up. The size requirement is a 12W and up.
So is there a language barrier working with people from all over the world, or do they mostly know how to speak English?
For the most part, we've not had too many language barriers. And when we did managed to get some interpreters. So, I found that it's been pretty easy, actually. And they've all been so very gracious and lovely. So, yeah, I think we've been good with that.
So as the new executive director, will you be doing more international traveling?
I hope so. We're a new business, and so I am hoping to generate funds for our new business to include the international director going to all of the pageants across the world. I mean, right now we have Malaysia, we have South Africa, we have Trinidad and Tobago, we have Bahamas, and of course we have one right here in the United States. We just had a U.S. Virgin Islands director actually sign on as well. So lots of happenings in the islands, and I'm like, come on now. I definitely would love to go down there.
So what do you think makes Miss Plus World International stand out from the other pageant systems?
Well, I mean, for us, I think it's our branding. One of the things that Miss Nanette always pushed to our delegates and to everyone who would even inquire about Miss Plus World is we kind of follow the Miss Universe branding, if that makes sense. Everything from the presentation to even the marketing, we want everything to kind of look like, you know, exactly like the Miss Universe, but it's definitely the same look and feel. One of the things that Miss Nanette has always said was the difference between one of our queens and the Miss Universe is the size. That's it. That is it.
Yes, and so, just a high standard for the organization.
Exactly.
I love that. And so you have a high tea with the queens coming up. So in connection with the pageant, or is this something separate?
So it is separate from the Plus World pageant. We actually just had our Plus World pageant back in March, and we crowned four queens and two kings, essentially. How do I put this? We have ambassadors, so we crowned three ambassadors and then three reigning royalty. But the high tea with the queens, that is going to be in August, and that is going to kind of kick off our pageant season because, I have other brands, I guess pageant brands, underneath my main company, which is the Stellar International Pageant and Events Company. So it's going to be a good time. We'll be crowning some people. The Regents Guild is actually a pageant organization that is dedicated to serving pageants. So we have a lot of queens every year that comes to pageants and they serve them. And there's not a lot of recognition, you know? And so it's kind of like the Girl Scouts of pageantry. So queens can come through the organization, submit their service hours, and literally get titles and crowns based on the number of hours. And so I love this because it allows a lot of pageant queens who do compete maybe to have a moment to sit down and rest between competitions, or even those who no longer want to compete but still want to reign. You get a reigning title when you apply to the reigning regent program. So that's kind of our main piece that we're celebrating. But we have other fun things at the high school as well. And I will say this, because I can announce this publicly, the high tea kind of kicks off our new competition within the Plus World. And so normally we have evening gown, we have national costume, we have interview, and then we had denim couture. So we will no longer have denim couture, but we will have high tea with the queen. And that is our new competition. So the queens can get on stage with their beautiful headpieces and their garden party wear and wow us on the stage.
So wait, there is a competition at the high tea brunch?
It will be at Plus World 2023.
Oh, okay. And mm-hmm. Okay, so the high tea, wait, say it one more time. The new category will be
high tea with the queen. So it's a nod to our newest area of competition. So we're getting rid of the denim couture, and we are putting in high tea with the queens. And yeah, I think that's going to be pretty amazing, because I really am looking for Plus World in the branding and the presentation on the stage to give us that beautiful couture feel. So I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, that's the exclusive. That's a big exclusive in the Plus pageant world. The pageant girls are going to be excited to hear that. And so you mentioned you have multiple brands and multiple companies. We're probably not going to be able to touch everything, but mm-hmm. I did want to mention a few of them. You do have a jewelry line, because I did mention it in the opening, Idali, because you sent me some jewelry before, and I'm actually wearing your necklace in some of my promo pictures, and I'm actually wearing your necklace on the picture for this podcast.
That's so awesome.
On the website.
That gold piece, I asked you. I was like, what do you want? You was like, something gold. I was like, I got you.
Yes, I'm totally a gold girl. And that promo picture is on the article for Forbes. So your necklace made it to Forbes. I don't know if you ever used it in the marketing for your thing, but you should take that Forbes shot.
I should, and I will. I'm so excited, and congratulations on making that list. Congratulations.
Thank you, but thank you for supporting me. So are you going to definitely keep going with the jewelry?
Yes, I do have plans to revitalize Italy. You know, it was pretty hard on Italy during the pandemic, because, you know, my jewelry was a little bit more on the high-end side. So we built the brand, and then we built it to kind of be semi-luxury. But no one was wearing semi-luxury to their living room during the pandemic. It was a little rough. So I fully anticipate revitalizing the brand very soon. So, yes,
because you had, like, fashion show stuff. But the piece I got was kind of not fashion show. It was something a little more you could do every day. So
Exactly.
Yeah, so definitely. And then another one of your brands is She Is the Ish brand. Now tell us about that.
So She Is the Ish essentially began as a kind of women's empowerment community. And then we started writing books together. And out of nowhere, we just continued to start publishing books and book collaborations. And again, by the time that I finished with all my books, we had published over 100 women's stories, which I'm just so floored, because I don't think that that was the vision that I had for it initially, but it's what God wanted. And so now we're expanding. And so we just opened up the doors to allow 13 authors to write books and book collaborations under She Is the Ish. And we just opened the door to starting City Girl Magazine, which is a She Is the Ish publication, and we have 14 different local magazines that will be starting, digital magazines that will be starting in August.
That's exciting. So I don't know how you are going to keep up doing all of these magazines, these events, but God bless you.
Thank you kindly. It is a, listen, I have to give a shout out to all the beautiful people that support me, all of my staff, all of the people that have my back. Big shout out to Tatiani. Big shout out to Tamara. Big shout out to Lisa. Just all the people that really have helped me during this process of just growing what many call my empire. So, yeah, I'm not a one-woman show. This takes a lot of help and assistance.
So what is the ultimate goal of your brand? Because all of this stuff comes under one umbrella. or right. maybe more than one umbrella. But what's your ultimate goal?
Well, the goal, honestly, is to be able to equip enough people to carry it on without me so that I can go be an artist somewhere and just create. I mean, that is the core of my soul is just to create things. And so, you know, for the next few years, I will be empowering women, and, you know, my target market is women, so I will be empowering women to kind of take the baton and help different businesses to uplift women. Everything that I do uplifts women, everything, even down to my fun job, like Italy, everything uplifts women. And so as long as I am functioning under that, my life is happy. My life is very happy.
That's awesome. So do you have anything else happening that we can be on the lookout for? I think I hit all the key points. But anything else?
No, I think, you know, just if people want to come on to Chicago and come to the high tea with the queens and bring their fanciest headgear, come on down. Of course, we're now taking applications from Miss Plus World. And I think that's it. Yeah.
Now we got to go through the websites because we didn't mention how to purchase tickets and how to get more information. So let us know how to keep in touch with you and go to all these websites.
Well, definitely. If you are on Facebook, you can find me under Ariel. That's with an E-R-I-A-L Ramsey, and you'll find my beautiful public figure page, as well as on Instagram at E the Dream Queen. Again, at E the Dream Queen, no underscores, no spaces. And if you need graphics, go to Imperial 1002. Again, both are on Instagram and Facebook. And then finally, please, please, please go to Miss Plus World on Facebook and on Instagram, because, you know, that's the new baby, and we definitely need your support with that.
And are tickets on sale for your high tea?
Yes. And so I have a website just for all of the things. And so if you want to go to dreamqueenmarketplace.com, there should be a banner right up there that says, "Are you looking for this event?" So again, dreamqueenmarketplace.com. And it also has a whole bunch of the other things that I'm doing as well. So definitely go
there.
And
I don't know. Yeah. And I don't know if we mentioned that her events are in Chicago. So if you're in Chicago, definitely connect with her there.
And I'll say this, you know, they won't always be in Chicago.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know,
you're moving around.
We're an international brand, right?
That's true. So you worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It's a pleasure speaking with you today and learning more about your brand. And we're definitely going to have to do something in the future because we're always, you know, connected and always supporting each other. So it's definitely something that's going to eventually come one day. I told you I have a lot of family in Chicago, so I got to get out there soon.
Well, definitely. Maybe we can work out something. Come on to this tea. That'll be good.
Right.
Maybe we'll see.
Well, keep in touch and keep up the good work. And thanks again, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Have a good one. Thank you, everyone.
And thanks again this evening to my guest. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to The Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.